What would I do for Audioboo if it did something for me? That's the kind of essence of this Audioboo, which is the second in this mini-series under the general title Helping Audioboo. So I call it, well, if Audioboo would do this for me, I would do that for Audioboo. So here's another idea, my second idea in the kind of if series. If Audioboo would expand its blog, turn its blog into a real powerhouse in relation to audio community work, so that it became one of those very interesting places to visit frequently. If Audioboo turned that blog into a place where individual Audiobooers were, for example, interviewed, we could get behind the scenes with individual audio users. If in addition to that, we could get behind the scenes into the company of Audioboo itself, so that, for example, there were blog posts about what people do in the company, business development issues, thoughts about the future of Audioboo, interesting bits in which, after I'd finished reading them, I felt I was going to have a better understanding of sound engineering. A whole lot of, if I felt I could get a kind of a mini education on the audio front via the blog, I would do something for Audioboo. I would read that audio, that blog. I would listen to that blog. I would spread that blog. I would link to that blog via other sites where I post. In other words, I would expand the reputation of Audioboo. I mean, it kind of has a bit of a, I was going to say reputation, that's unfair, but it has a bit of a feel that it is a functional place which facilitates people to do their own thing via it. And I'm not in a good position to say whether this is a, you know, good or bad or indifferent, but it feels almost like as if Mark Rock and his team are facilitators, as if they are kind of neutral, I suppose I would say, on the theme of how Audioboo can be used. And that has a great strength, that neutral position, because it actually allows all sorts of users to use Audioboo. And I don't for one minute think that anyone should latch itself onto my views, but, you know, it would be of particular interest to me if the blog became a more than an information giving, if it was a genuine community promotion feel to it. I suppose I mean as if there were, as if Audioboo had a heart and a soul and a gut to it, so that it really did stand for some values. Now, it does already stand for values, don't get me wrong. It is not a valueless proposition. But it kind of feels to me as if it allows all of us with our individual hearts to express our hearts and to link with people. Perhaps it could have moved slowly, carefully, gingerly towards having a more coherent personality of its own, and the blog would be a great place through it. I want to hark back to the glory days of February. And in fact, I also want to bring Earnmander into this. Erdmander was, in my mind, or still remains in my mind, a bit of a leader, really, because he, I think it was he who invented the idea of audio mole. Now, that was, I think, in a November, if I remember rightly. Forgive me if I've got the details wrong, Ernie, but you basically encouraged a number of people. You successfully encouraged a number of people to boo every day for a month, if I remember rightly. And then the history was that Audioboo itself, in the through the personality and passion of, I think, I daren't name names now, but I do think that, you know, Mr. Sawyer had some role in it. And forgive me again if I'm... I'm just driving the car now and my memory isn't so good and I have no notes in front of me. So, but the idea... But let me go back to the blog. If the blog became a more centre of communication life in relation to audio work, and I'm giving it a very broad possibility of drawing inspiration from that, I would be definitely contributing in there. I would be contributing blog posts. I would be willing to be... I mean, if anybody was interested, I'd be willing to be in conversation. And if, for example, that led Audioboo into conducting a Google Hangout, for example, you know, using the Google platform to conduct Google Hangouts, I'd be in there contributing as well. So anyway, I suppose I'm talking about if Audioboo became more value-laden than it currently is. Now, in an intelligently metamorphosed way, then I'd be contributing. I'd be actively contributing and linking. Anyway, that's what I do about that, if Audioboo would do that. So I guess I'm talking in particular. I know there's one man in Audioboo whose job it is now to be the main leader of the blog. So this really is, you know, I suppose, not just addressed to that person, because it actually is something that everything I've been saying is about the heart of the brand and where that's going. And that's a central business issue. That's not a one that can be delegated by Mark Rock to anybody else. You know, that's owned by the business itself. And it isn't a matter of money. It's not a matter of facilities, although it is a core business development issue. But anyway, look, that idea may become relevant at some point, or it probably will slot into conversation that is already going on behind the scenes, you know? Absolutely, you know? And I kind of think to myself, what is the personality of Audioboo? And how does that compare with the personality of SoundCloud, which is much, much bigger and a lot more resources, etc.? But every decent business builds a brand, has a personality, and precipitates conversation. Anyway, look, long-windedly, forgive me having difficulty getting the idea clear. This has been a rehearsal and another, you know, if you do that, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Bye.